misinformation we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they all care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs, and they're just, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, he's on TV, like, he'll be 11 new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's to kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones, tomorrow's news today.
Right in front of our very eyes, we are seeing the globalist deep state at work. Black Lives Matter and Antifa, what a terrible, terrible blight upon all people. Antifa, which they claim means anti-fascist, is absurd, ludicrous, and totally opposite of what they claim to be. They are not anti-fascist, they are fascist. Black Lives Matter, it's a ruse, R-U-S-E. If Black Lives Matter, then why don't we do something about what is happening, blacks on black, killing blacks, in places like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. It's an endless list that won't be missed. So the bottom line here is that it's about divide, confusion, chaos, and conquer. What we're watching here is insanity. And particularly the deep state Democrats and their seditious, despicable, lying media are fanning the flames. I urge all of my brothers and sisters, don't go for the ghosts. Okay? Don't be duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled. Okay? Understand that we are in this struggle as patriots, as U.S. citizens, together. What we have on our side is we have each other. Each other. And that's extremely powerful. And that's something that the media, the deep state Democrats, and the Rhino Republicans, for that matter, they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you're alone. You're by yourself. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there are a lot of people, millions, millions, who are thinking just like you. This is our republic. This is all about fun and games and hurting people and destroying, not building, not serving the people, body and soul, but the exact opposite. So I plead with, implore with, to all my brothers and sisters of all colors, get a grip on reality. Stop this madness. Stop this insanity. And those who won't stop it need to be stopped.
I know these are big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, we got a bunch of Israelis calling in. We want to hear from you. I agree with all the former Israeli intelligence chiefs. This is terrible for the whole world and Israel. Israel used to be very popular, now the most unpopular in Gallup polls. But JP, seriously, you're a smart guy. So I want you to riff here without me interrupting, which I'm really good at because you stir me up because I agree with you totally. Where do you see this going? What happens to MAGA? What do you think is going to happen to Trump? What comes out of this? But I think you already said it earlier. It's all about us individually promoting liberty, staying loyal to the truth, and... I got to tell you, I didn't think I was holding back, and I didn't feel guilty that I was being too nice to Trump because I was very critical. But I want to do it from a position of a friend of Trump because we had more influence doing that before. Now it doesn't work. Now he's gone the opposite direction. So now I'm brought out the stick here. But I do feel really good now, the best I've felt in years, just calling Trump out constantly because
I think short term we're going to have some pain. You know, I think the. You could call it overly simplified, the infighting within the conservative movement, the pro-America versus America first versus, you know, Israel first crowd that's causing division. Yet there's a purification process where people are either aligning themselves more and more to truth or more and more towards the person. And with that, I would predict the short-term pain is we're going to see Democrats take control. I think that's not necessarily a great direction. But I think what emerges from this is, we put up with less stuff. If we can just relentlessly call out the truth in 4 to 6 years, maybe 8 years, we're going to be stronger because of it. So, you know, I think
right. Long game's key.
Long game is key. And a huge criticism we've had of the Democrats is you look at how mindlessly loyal they were to Biden as the guy's literally dying in front of them, not able to function and just blinders. No, you know, he's not cognitively.
Notice impaired. He's not been seen in 6 months. The last time he popped up, he couldn't even talk.
Yeah. So if we did that, if conservatives did that just with our guy, we are just as bad. We need to be better than that. So
I totally agree. I am so proud of populist, common sense, conservatives, whatever you call it, that we've not been like Democrats. We've been moral.
Yeah. Not loyal to a party, but loyal to a principle of truth. It takes a lot of strength and courage to do that because you will go through short-term pain, but long-term should be stronger because of it.
I totally agree. My view is check each candidate, local, state, federal, vote for whoever's best. 9 times out of 10, that's a Republican. A lot of people are saying, oh, just don't vote Republican, punish them. No, the neocons want that to happen. They want to regain the party that way. I think people should just check each candidate and vote on each individual. I wouldn't punish other Republican candidates that are good because of Trump.
Yeah, and I think that that's always been good advice. Don't vote. Don't be loyal to a party. Be loyal to your own conscience and your own free thinking. What makes sense to you, this candidate, irrespective of the letter behind their name. You know, I'm way more aligned conservatively than I am with the Democrats. But hey, there's some Republicans I would never vote for.
Lindsey Graham.
You're not going to catch me voting for Lindsey Graham. I'll tell you that.
or Thune that's been killing the SAVE Act?
I don't know too much about him.
Well, it's just he sits up there and nobody counters him. No, the Republican Senate has been killing basic voter ID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's voter ID. You need an ID to go pick up your movie tickets that you reserved, but you don't need an ID to vote. Yeah, that's a problem, too.
It's just incredible. I want to take some calls from these Israelis, but we've still got about 50 minutes left here. What are some of the other topics you want to get into?
Man, that's a good question. I'll tell you, I'll sound a little bit like a broken record, but the past 6 months, really, since apparently Trump has changed the Epstein file incongruencies, it's really got me doubled down in my resolve to believe that, you know, we as men and women in America, we need to make ourselves stronger. We need to really focus on our families, raising good children, eating good food, fueling our brain appropriately, taking care of ourselves.
Because that's the area we can control.
That, yeah. You talk to anybody in a challenging situation, whether it's, you know, a guy going through Navy SEAL training, or you're just, you know, doing something hard, focus on what you can control. When you're focusing on what you can't control, like Navy SEALs, you know, what they can't control is what the cadre throw at them next. They're going to quit. You're going to quit, but focus on the variables that you can control.
That's what Sean Johnson told me. He said, because he also was in a Navy SEAL trainer later, he said the people that prepare for it, want to know about the course, and freak out about it, even though they're in better shape, they're the ones that fail. The guys that just walk in, they're the ones that make it.
Yeah, in the serenity prayer, it's all about that. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't control, the courage to control the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I mean, that's a prayer for a reason. It is very powerful. Hard to be perfect with it. I'm far from it. But as a guiding light, I think it's brilliant. Control what we can and surrender to what we can. Not as a complacent rollover sheep, but just realize when something's out of my control, let me focus my life force on controlling what I can in a productive way. So taking personal responsibility, I think is something I know I need to up-level in, and I think so many other people do. And the easiest way to up-level what you're personally responsible for is control what you can, and just know the difference between that and what you can.
And I'm going to say this now. I've been meaning to make this announcement. I've thought about this for months. Now that Trump looks like he's uninfluenceable, because in the past we were getting back on track, I'll still mention bad stuff he's doing, but that's like a bulldozer without a driver or runaway train. I am going to focus on the globalists, what they're trying to sneak through, the internet IDs, the controls. I'm going to focus on them because that's where we have an effect stopping them and trying to get good people elected. I'll still cover some of Trump, but I'm not going to get caught in this thing at a subconscious level. Like, he had to fix it all, and now he went sideways, so I'm going to obsess on him and have tantrums. I'll still cover it, but I'm forcing myself, because this is a betrayal, so it's hard to emotionally not do it, to then focus on what the Democrats are doing and other leftists, because they're still the main threat. And then our main weapon against them is now faltering and falling apart. If we can't fix it, we just abandon it, but we don't cry over it. We just move on.
Yeah. And one of the things I can control, I'll just mention this, is forgiving myself for being fooled. You know, Trump's no new wars. Trump's we're going to, you know, Epstein justice. We're going to root out the deep state. I believe that. I believed him. And that's nobody's fault but myself. Yeah, I think there's like so many of us feel personally betrayed, but to me, it's empowering.
I get mad at myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was he was overall did what he said before. So it's still on him.
Right. Right. You know, his call it lies. That's on him. But holding a grudge, that's drinking poison, expecting someone else to die. That doesn't work for us. But realizing, hey, my hand's raised. I got fooled. That part's my fault. I allowed myself to get fooled. The lies he's told, yeah, that's on him.
And Democrats run victory laps on that. We're not like you that stays in a cult.
Yeah. That's the Democrats. I love them. I love them. By the way, Alex, this has me kind of like feeling like Kristi Noem's husband. There's just something in the air that makes me want to put on fake boobs and send pictures of myself to you.
Exactly. Well,
are you picking up that vibe too? Just admit, you don't have to, you can admit it.
They say the Pentagon in 2003 had developed a spray to spray on the Iraqis to make them all have gay sex. guys, type in Pentagon developed gay bomb, BBC, you name it, I'm not joking. And I've never, I guess the atrazine and stuff hasn't worked on me yet. But getting serious, let's show some of the B-roll before we get these calls. South Dakota's React to Daily Mail article on Byron Noem, the big insurance magnate, and we'll show the video of him wearing giant fake breasts, like the tranny teachers that attack our kids, and posting it to a woman's fetish forum. What did he think was going to happen? And the word was, I heard it was a sexual scandal, was the reason she was pushed out. Now we know it's this. Definitely a lot of kink going on, including with Corey Lewandowski, I guess, with her and him. My issue is it's not kids he's targeting, so whatever. But what is up? I have zero desire to put on giant fake breasts and post photos of myself to some women's fetish site. Again, he's a rich, powerful guy. This is like a subconscious will to destroy yourself. Very bizarre. But again, I have no desire to go to Disney World for 3 days as a 70-year-old man and wander around looking at little kids with a princess wand. What is wrong with these people?
Dude, that's the first question I ask. Like, what the hell is going on in the minds of people in positions of power that causes these degenerate sexual tendencies? I don't know. And quite frankly, I'm grateful I don't have the answer. I'd probably be too screwed up in the mind if I just knew. But at least that I'm going to give Mr. Noem a little prop here. At least he has enough mental capacity to not be proud of it. He kind of tried to hide it, whereas the liberals would have been proudly posting in front of their classroom wearing the prosthetic. You know, people in the Biden administration were just doing that and stealing suitcases. So at least he knew, I should probably not be proud of this. At least.
Who was the tranny in Canada that would go into the kids?
Elementary? Oh, with the giant.
Yeah, the giant boobs. I mean, and look at this. Like, look, what is the, I guess he gets a thrill, because he's a big masculine guy, debasing himself like this. Like, what is the thrill here? Because, I mean, I just don't get it. Like, for me, straight up sex is like a ribeye steak. It never gets old.
Yeah.
I don't know the thrill of giant fake boobs and dressing like a woman. I'm sorry, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't totally get it either. I would guess he probably at some level has an addiction to the emotion of shame. I would imagine.
I agree, but he should be a school teacher like this person. He just said he was a school teacher. It's all fine. Sorry, go ahead. Why are the Democrats celebrating him right now?
Yeah, they should be. I mean, he's brave. He's brave. He's being his true self by saying, God made a mistake. I should have boobs. But yeah, I would guess he's addicted to shame. I mean, when people do self-sabotaging behaviors or behaviors that they want to hide, a lot of times the addiction isn't the behavior. It's the emotion that comes up from the behavior, which is shame. Like, I'm wrong for doing this, but I need to do it so I can feel wrong.
It's a thrill.
It's a thrill, and it replicates usually some sort of unresolved childhood trauma, whatever that might be. I don't know if
my brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's like sunset looks amazing. Ribeye's delicious.
Jack
Daniels.
And you have
my point, it's immediate. It's like there's a reason for this.
Yeah, and you have a man's chest, and for some reason you're okay with that.
Yeah, I can't even imagine this. This is like.
And so I'm curious your thought, because Kristi Noem, she does the PR. Holy cow, I had no idea. Do you think there's any amount of truth?
No, I've heard Kristi Noem, which, I admire. She's got a zest for life. I've heard she's quite the whirlwind. So I think there's who knows what's going on? I think this is Bangtown. I think this is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, DC's got a reputation. Yeah.
Yeah, this is crazy town.
Yeah.
But the point is, Lindsey Graham stuff doesn't come out, though. All the other stuff, because obviously she did her job, I think. That's why this came out. I'm not defending her insane husband, the insurance executive running around with giant fake boobs. I mean, it's just totally bizarre.
Yeah, and of course, it's very, in the public eye, very shameful on her and her career. Not that she necessarily has anything to do with it, but yeah.
She just said he's Caitlyn Jenner and celebrating.
Yeah, this is my wife. Yeah. Gosh. But yeah.
Look, she's a good looking woman. Like, what does she think? I mean, I'm sure I guess maybe she likes him more. Why would he send to a woman's forum? Hey, look, I do. Like, do women like that?
Yeah. And there has.
I never run into women that like men dressed up like women. I never heard of that.
Yeah, I haven't either. And
I have run into women saying, slap me around, I refuse to do it. That's very common.
Yeah.
Like, choke me, slap me around. I won't do that. You know, but.
And I'm sure he's a intellectually a smart guy with his insurance industry stuff. So he would have to know, hey, this putting this on the forum, of course it's going to come out. So
it was like a form of suicide.
I wonder if it's like a passive aggressive thing, like, Christy, I know how to get you, but I'll pretend like I'm not doing it.
Oh, so she's mad that Corey's doing the pound town.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just saying it looks that way to me. I don't want to get sued.
Well, it's just your speculation.
It's speculation from an uneducated comedian.
Speaking of speculation, we'll go to the calls from Israelis. I appreciate holding. This has now come out. Steve Baker says, to all those who've criticized and attacked me, that's the Big Blaze reporter, these last 5 months, I forgive you. I do not forgive Dan Bongino, FBI Director Patel, and I demand Patel's dismissal immediately. Lots more to come. It's now breaking. Former Capitol Police Officer Shawnee Kirchhoff failed a November FBI polygraph test when asked if she placed pipe bombs on January 5th, 2021 at court filing states. So there you have it. I'm not saying she's guilty, but the autistic guy they've charged, no evidence. Now we know he was a DoorDash or deliverer, and so the GPS they have was him delivering food. They've confirmed it was food deliveries. But they got an autistic black guy now, and here you go.
Interesting.
Even though Kyle Serafin was staked out the house next to her on the investigation of the pipe bomb after this.
Interesting.
Small world.
It's a very small world.
I'm sure she's completely innocent.
Most people are. You know, and when you look at all the people that have been deposed on Epstein, 100% of them are innocent as well, which it's weird because we would expect when we're, you know, the police are interrogating a suspect, you would think the guilty ones would just say, yes, I did it. But unless that happens, I guess everybody is innocent, Alex.
It's incredible. All right. I appreciate Sean, Van, Don, David, and Sam holding. We're taking the calls that came in from Israelis, dual citizens, you name it. And let's go ahead and go to Don in Tennessee. You're on the air with J.P. Sears, Israeli dual citizen. Go ahead, Don in Tennessee.
Yeah, Alex, I'm surprised that you didn't ask all these degenerate questions to Blair White, that transgender man, when he was on, you know, before. But this is Dominatrix of the Matrix at Queen of the Juicy on X. And on
Okay, well, I understood Trump's nothing birthday, you just said, but go ahead. Are you even a dual citizen?
On Trump's birthday, June 14th, during the military parade, the Fox News said that the Israelis would have the most powerful military in the world in the future, and they're never going to have to depend on anybody ever again. Now, this was during Trump's birthday celebration and the military parade. And also, Trump just recently said that he's the most pro-gay president we ever had, because he has even used their national anthem, the YMCA song, as his, you know.
Okay, so I'm asking you your view of the war. And here it is. Trump brags about LGBTQPSQX9043X21 support use of gay national anthem during Fox News interview. But so what does that have to do with Israel's war?
What it has to do with it is that they announced on Fox during the military parade on Trump's birthday for everyone to see that Israel is never going to have to depend on anybody ever again for anything.
All right. Thanks. So you say you're a dual citizen. Is that really true?
I look just like that.
I'm going to let you go. This crazy person. See, I'm trying to get serious calls here, lady. Okay. Let's go to David in New York. Says Israeli dual citizenship. Go ahead, David.
How's it going, Alex? My take is I think BB kind of did a little pump fake with the AI stuff, and I think that benefited information war long term.
You think BB put out fake videos that were clearly AI to then troll everybody thinking he was dead?
Exactly, and I think more stuff like that can happen in the future. But to be honest, from my perspective as a dual citizen, I think it's going to benefit. All of this is going to benefit Israel. I think at the end of the day, the U.S. as a hegemon is over, and Israel is going to fully take over at the end of the day. And I mean, I'm going to move there. I usually split my time back and forth. I have a lot of family over there. But you just have to go where the power lies. And at the end of the day, I think Trump made his choice. I mean, you see the Greater Israel project in process. You see what they're going to do with Gaza. I mean, it's horrible that everyone died, but it's just, it's going to...
You're saying, seeing what they're going to do. I think you're saying you're a Zionist, but you're not.
I mean, I am, but I'm not. It's I'm more of a practical thinker, and I'm just, I see the horrible things that are happening all over the world. But it's just, you have to go where the power lies. And I think, Alex, you have a decision to make whether or not you align that way or not. I mean, Trump has made his decision. He made his decision.
This is another fake caller. I love on any other subject, we get real callers on them. But if I say Israel folks call in, sometimes they call in other people calling and representing them. It's being sarcastic.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I don't sociopathically look at something and say who's going to win and I join with the power. I would have already joined the global fit at that. I'm doing what's right. And by the way, we're going to win. Humanity's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, like, if that was the game, like, just go with whoever has the power. Like, think of 1939 Germany. Like, I don't like what the Nazis are doing, but screw it. Let's be a Nazi. So, yeah, I think a more principled stance makes sense.
Yeah, let's see if we get any other real calls. Sam in Israel, you're on the air. Hopefully this is actually somebody real. Go ahead, Sam.
Alex, how are you?
Go ahead. I'm good. Fine.
I'm a longtime listener, a real Israeli-American. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I've been a contributor to your show from way back. Maybe you remember me. You know me. I served in both the IDF and the U.S. Army, so I'm genuine. I'm not trying to BS anyone here. I'm actually calling from Haifa.
So give us your view on this.
Well, you know what? I support Trump. I'm very happy with the job he did. I know you guys aren't happy. It's not popular for you. You're stressed out. If he wants it to end, you know what? I'm in support of it ending. And I don't want it to be a forever war because I served in the U.S. Army, and I really was ticked off with both the Iraqi war and the Afghanistan, mess. And so I understand why you guys are all, down on Trump because of the promises he made, and it seems like he broke promises to you guys. But I am in full support of what he did in overthrowing the.
Well, what
Iranians.
Happens if he says it's over tomorrow, and then the Iranians still keep the Strait closed? You know what that does to the economy?
Well, you know, Trump is very wily. You know, he's unpredictable, and he even says it. I intend to be unpredictable, and we'll see. He's gotten the Europeans to get involved to open up the Straits behind the scenes. I'm sure the Europeans are talking to the Iranians to try to get things resolved, and that was his intention, to get them involved. And so I don't think the Straits of Hormuz are going to stay closed much longer. But ground troops shouldn't be used. I'm not in support of having mass casualties. Dead American troops are totally going to ruin this for Trump, and I don't think...
For me, that was the real line, not just Joe Kent. The troops on the ground and the talking point, that's insane.
No, it's a bluff. I mean, it's a card he's playing. It's a joker. He won't use them, and he knows it's going to backfire on him if he's going to get a lot of dead American troops on the news. And the same thing goes for what we're experiencing here. You know, I'm constantly under mental
blow. Stand there. We'll give a comment from you on the JP series. Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research
and then go to the olivestonestore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite Detox Formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com.
As long as I've been an Info Warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knife, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or sell them for like $40. We'll be right back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
More calls from real Israelis versus clowns calling in to attack Jews posing as them. Not very fair thing to do. Again, I don't say this because I get less heat. I say it because I have integrity and I do not hate Jews or any other group of people. I hate powerful political groups manipulating and controlling us, whether it's the Chinese, the EU trying to censor us, or Israel and Netanyahu. And look at this. Trump threatened to stop weapons for Ukraine unless Europe joined Hormuz coalition. So again, at one level, I love Trump throwing our weight around and not being run by the globalists. But at another level, when he goes with bad policy, then I'm like, oh, I wanted him to take back U.S. control. But then if he does bad stuff with it, it's like, careful what you wish for, J.P. Sears.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, you know, I've never been a big supporter of just endlessly supplying Ukraine with weapons and money. So for him to withdraw that, it's kind of like, okay, we're on board. But what he's doing that for as leverage in the Iran war, it's just weird. It's weird. It makes me feel transgender.
Well, bottom line, you can't fight two front wars.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
And again, we got accused of being Russian agents for being against that war.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't hate Ukrainians because I don't want to be part of this war that NATO stirred up.
Yeah, you know, being pro-war, I mean, that's a big thing to ask somebody to be every time there's potential for war. So I think that at heart of a good, healthy human psychology is someone who wants peace. And it would take very drastic measures to make war make sense. And that's not never, that happens, but it's not every time a warmonger, military industrial politician says, we need to fund this, we need to invade that. It's like,
Well, the temptation is we're still the global superpower. But you lose that status by overplaying your hand. And all the experts agree, and I don't just trust them, I do my own research, I agree. How do empires die? They go start a war that's not popular, and Europe's trying to bring back the draft. They've raised the age of, you know, when you can join the military for conscription later. The Pentagon's been promoting a draft. That would cause a revolution.
Very much.
So, again, you can't do this ground war because it's not going to work. like, don't put square pegs in round holes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this is insane.
Unless Ben Shapiro wants to enlist, because rumor has it, as enlistment age of the U.S. military goes from 32 to now 42. Ben Shapiro and some others being very pro-war, now they can enlist.
Well, that's my beef, and I want to ask the Jewish folks calling in this, too. I'm going to ask this fellow right now, Sam, finishing up. My beef is this. The ADL saying we're anti-Semitic if we don't want the war, or that Israel pushed us into it. He's being honest. No, we think it's good, and we hope it ends soon. We unlimited, defang them. You know, I get that perspective. But it's regime change. See, it's the camel's nose and hemp flap here. You know, it's getting sucked into this black hole. But then to have all the talking points that we're Nazis and Joe Kent's a Nazi and we're cowards and we're scum and we're filth and a lot of people that aren't sophisticated go, well, screw you then, I love Hitler.
Yeah.
Which you read, you know, real history. No, we don't love Hitler. It's not like you're pro-Israel, whatever it does, or you're pro-Hitler. The Israel lobby has teed this up, isn't thinking multiple steps ahead. And that is my major problem with all this. What do you make of that, Sam? I mean, where are the Jewish voices? And there are actually a lot of them. They call them self-hating Jews. You know, some of them are like extremely pro-Islam and actually hate Jews. But the majority of them are actually smart, saying, let's not do this. You look down the path here, like all the former intelligence chiefs saying this could really go wrong quickly, like the Pentagon did, but Trump still did it. Do you think Joe Kent and myself deserve to be called leaders of a neo-Nazi coup for thinking this is a bad idea? I mean, maybe you turn out to be right, Sam. Maybe it deals with Iran. Maybe there is regime change. I hope you're right. But I'm saying, am I a Nazi for what I say on air? Did you agree with that statement?
No, I think it's the Jews of America being very reactionary. I grew up as an American Jew. I'm a dual citizen. I was born in Israel. I'm in Haifa. I went through the rocket barrages. There's an Iron Dome missile system right out my window. I hear it firing every night, and an interceptor right outside my window. And so I'm being honest with you. I would never call you a Nazi. I've been kind of riding you, if you're following me. I've been riding you. I've been kind of insulting you. I've been down on you over the past several months or so because we're not aligned exactly on our perspectives, but I would never call you a Nazi, and I would never take that tack or route.
Well, here's my point. Here's my point, and it's almost an insult, but it's not. Yeah. I'm not obsessed with Jews, and I'm sick of Jews being at the center of my life and the Middle East being the center of my life. I it's not like I'm even against you. I'm just sick of it constantly being about you. Do you understand that?
I understand that fully. Look, that's why I left. I live according to my convictions. I was born here. I feel, you know, I have a loyalty to the United States. I grew up there. I still love America, but I feel my loyalty is more to this country. Can you understand that?
No, I respect that. You're being honest about it. Here's my deal. I don't dislike football,
But growing up around the Dallas Cowboys, oh, I got sick of it. Like UT, I get sick of it. I like, why is this football culture taking over? Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, why do I have to know? Why am I constantly? And then I've got all these Jew haters that make up all this other stuff. They're horrible. And it's just like, why am I in this?
Yeah. No, you're stuck in the middle. You're stuck because you're the general, right, of the InfoWar, the alternative media and people. And, you know, I've been a fan of yours and I've been a contributor to your show for many, many years, from way back, even from YouTube. But listen, maybe you remember me. Maybe you know who I am.
What's your name? What's your full name?
Sam from Israel. That's my...
you've called in a lot. I've seen you. Yeah, we have banned out video. Anybody that says there can be on there. Yeah. No, I want to hear everybody. I appreciate your call. You want to comment, JP Sears?
Yeah, Sam,
I should check you out, by the way, at awakenwithjp.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sam, this is JP. One, thanks for calling and sharing your honest perspectives. Could you give us...
He's gone now, sorry.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
I apologize.
I'm just speaking to Sam's spirit.
Yes.
At an astral.
What would you have asked him?
Well, I would just be curious.
Well, call back, Sam, because we have the lines are open for you. Go ahead.
I would be curious his take on Netanyahu's leadership. Good, bad.
Yeah, the October 7th stand down.
Yeah, you know.
Call back in, Sam.
The guy's not, from my perspective, not a clean politician. My understanding is in Israel, according to some polls, only 40% of Israelis trust Netanyahu. So, you know, one thing, Sam's all for the war. Cool, I get that. But I'd be curious on his take on Netanyahu personally as the leader.
And AIPAC involving all our business. I don't like any foreign government. But again, don't you get Jew fatigue?
Yeah.
Like it's just Jew from every side. The Jews, the anti-Jews, like,
You know, some.
And then meanwhile, I'm supposed to, if I'm against Israel, whoever it wants, I'm pro-Islam. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's like, just why is this weird Middle Eastern battle my life? Why is this supposedly my destiny?
Yeah, you know, in a lot of my videos recently where I speak out on the Israeli corruption, sometimes I'll even make a point and literally say, I am not talking about Jewish people. I am not talking about Israeli citizens. I am talking about Netanyahu and the Israeli government. Then you look at the comments. Why are you saying you hate Jews? So the Jew fatigue, I'm literally
and also, because I follow your stuff. I watch you almost every day. They also counter you. Oh, you're covered up for the Jews. It is the Jews. You get both.
It's like, oh, I'm not talking about them, but being accused of talking about them, there comes the fatigue. Like, yeah, I'm not focusing on them, but the world's telling me I am.
But because Israel's drug us into a potential New World War, we have to get pissed.
100%. We're trying to live our lives here. We're America first. I want great things for the rest of the world. Don't get me wrong. I do have care, but I don't have like the majority of my care for somewhere on the other side of the world because we have problems right
here. Israel's also running a gamble, which is why all their former intelligence are against it, where Israel gets surrounded and they got nukes, then they go to nuclear war.
Yeah. That's a big thing.
So all the people saying, let's get rid of Israel, you can't even do that, dumbass.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just crazy. And whatever it is about going after Israel, you see the other side will also tell fabulous lies.
Yeah.
I mean, like the other side's really bad too, so it's a paradox. It's like...
Yeah. Lies all around us. I did a tweet a week or so ago. Communists to the left of me, Zionists to the right of me. Here I am stuck in the middle of with you. It's all around us.
I am just completely and totally sick of it. But it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Damn it, I agree with that.
Did you see that creepy clip last week of Netanyahu with Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador from Israel, the Israeli ambassador, where he's literally like, oh, don't kill me. No, you're not going to be killed. You're a good little minion. No. But here's the people I'm going to kill.
I didn't see that.
You haven't seen this super creepy clip?
No.
Man, it's like it was meant to make a joke about Netanyahu not dead, which, by the way, I said I believe Netanyahu's alive. Oh, you work for Netanyahu, you know, all this. And I thought back then, I said, some of these videos look AI. I think they're trolling us.
Yeah.
Like we later learned Obama said he was from Kenya in three speeches. He said in his Harvard Review that he was the editor of, I'm from Kenya, I was born there. Then they put out a fake birth certificate in six layers on purpose so everybody could see it was fake to make that a huge debate when he was really from Hawaii and his dad was Frank Marshall Davis, the famous communist and pornographer, which is confirmed. So they do this on purpose. We know. Here, you ever see the clip? Here's the clip. We'll go back to calls. Here it is for JP Sears.
I wanted you to know the president asked me to come and make sure you were okay. Yes, Mike. Yes, I'm alive.
I checked that, and I'm happy to see that. But he wanted to make sure because, you know, you guys get along too well.
I know, and we shake hands with five fingers in each hand. You know, but I have to tell you, I'm alive, but I have this card.
Oh.
And, yeah, don't read it. So it's a punch card.
Mm-hmm.
Today I erased two names on the punch cards. And you see how many more to go on this batch.
You know what the good news is? My name is not on the punch card.
Your name is on the list of the good guys.
Thank you.
And what the president, the U.S. forces are doing is incredible. We're very proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. And getting rid of these lunatics who'd like to develop nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to every American city after wiping out Israel. They ain't going to do that. We're wiping them out.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. Good to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
So that was the most servile thing. That'd be gross. I mean, he could have given him a rim job. It would have been less groveling.
My first thought is I feel like I'm watching gay porn and Mike Huckabee's the guy on his knees.
So you have the same feeling.
And that's the feeling that came up in me. Yeah.
So he is the Israeli ambassador to America.
Yeah. Showing absolutely zero power and just disingenuous.
Oh, please don't kill me. Oh, thank God you're not going to kill me, Master. Oh, God.
Fake smiles, laughing at Netanyahu's stuff that's not funny.
Well, he talks about kill list.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. We'll laugh at that like that wouldn't happen. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Mike Huckabee, if I'm being honest.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I want to now cover this. The Gemini rocket, they say, is loading up right now to go orbit the moon, Artemis. So they've got the Artemis project, the previous project of the moon was Apollo, and before that, Gemini and all the rest of it. So we got the Artemis rocket going back. They say to the moon, we've been lied to so much. I know there's a secret program and a lot of technologies are advanced. I want to play a clip from Fox News claiming we're going back to the moon after 50 years. Why is it 50 years later? I want to get your take on it, but here's a clip.
Just about 4 hours away from the open of our launch window, we're really looking forward to making history today.
When you talk about, I mean, this is pushing limits, pushing tech, you know, always advancing. In what ways is Artemis II doing that? What is it doing that hasn't been done before?
Well, first of all, we're sending humans farther into space than we ever have before. So we're testing the spacecraft, we're testing its limits, we're manually piloting it, and we're setting the path forward towards ultimately establishing a moon base. So there's quite a lot that's going on here. They're going to see the dark side of the moon with human eyes for the first time in human history. It's going to be very exciting for us.
Okay, what can you tell us about the planned launch? Is there any specific time we can lean into right now, or are we still monitoring weather?
We're still monitoring weather. We will be right up until the launch window. It's going to be between 6:24 and 8:24. It's about a two-hour window, and we're going to see when that countdown clock starts and the 10 minutes drops. So all eyes will be on that, and we're hoping for a successful launch this evening.
So, Bethany, does each of members of the crew have a different role to play? So, you know, you've got Reed as a sort of mission commander, but then Victor, Christina, and Jeremy each have specific roles, or are they all sort of doing helping each other out?
They absolutely do all have specific roles.
All right, let's stop here. So they're saying Artemis II goes the deepest into space any human's ever gone. But I looked up the trajectory. They claim it's basically the same as the Apollo mission. And Elon Musk, when he said for a Mars mission, he would need 10 times the spacecraft they had previously. So with as much lying as we've seen, J.P. Sears, what the hell do you make of this?
Well, what I see is, like, let's rally the goodwill of the nation, just like we did when, in my opinion, we pretended to land on the moon in the, what was it, 1969, when, you know, there was the, you know, Russia versus U.S. and we're going to stage the moon landing to rally the goodwill of the American people behind the current administration. It just feels like I'm watching that kind of thing. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't really feel convinced. Curious how you feel about it.
No, I don't believe any of it. I mean, I know that satellites are there. I know we can shoot a missile down a chimney. I know I can look at planets in my own telescope, see them orbiting, so I know we're round. People ask why that is. There's a big bang explosion, and if you're welding, you know, the arcs fall off. By the time they hit the ground, they're solid. They're little balls. So that all makes sense. I believe the Earth's round. I believe we orbit the sun. Mathematics is real. But clearly what we were told about the Apollo missions is not true. And I knew guys that were leads on that, and they said, no, there was a whole other project. We can't get into it. So I think it's a cover for something else. They now admit that NASA's an intelligence agency the whole time. That was just declassified. You've got dozens of scientists. The head Air Force general over the Black Ops in space disappeared 6 weeks ago.
That's interesting.
Now another one's disappeared. You have record of these bizarre fireballs coming in. Mystery of scientists dead or missing rises to 8. It's actually 12. Two more men tied to America's most coveted secrets join the list, disappearing or dead. You have former Congressman Matt Gaetz saying he met with the Army about space alien human breeding programs. Just sounds like, you know, disinfo to me. I'm not saying Matt Gaetz is that, but they're feeding it to him. And then we've got, you know, all this other crazy stuff happening. It just sounds like crazy town to me.
Yeah.
Distractions.
It very much sounds like, hey, American people, we want you to focus on this. What was it? A month or two ago, Trump said we're going to declassify alien files right at the, you know, the intensity of the Epstein stuff.
And then all these people go missing. They're over it.
We got them missing. Now we're kind of circling the moon for some reason. What Matt Gaetz said.
And they said we've never done it before. No, they did it before.
Allegedly. Yeah.
My point is you can verify they said they did before.
Yeah.
So that's on record. Anybody can look that up. Did the astronauts fly over the dark side of the moon in Apollo? You can look it up. I think three or four of the missions they did.
It absolutely feels like a big distraction for me.
Why are they telling us verifiable lies? Is my point.
Don't know. I don't know. They think we're dumb.
Let's go back to Sam. We got a question for Sam. What was it in Israel?
Yeah, Sam, this is JP Sears. Hey, man, thank you, one, for sharing your honest perspectives with us. And I'm curious, how do you feel about Netanyahu himself and his leadership?
Well, listen, you know, I'm not a Machiavellian type of person. I'm not a kind of like a master manipulator. And, you know, it's not like I'm being openly in support of it, but I understand why we need a leader like him. Okay, we are under a lot of pressure from all over the world, and we need somebody who is manipulative like him. You know, so I kind of appreciate his kind of leadership, and you know, people here don't like him for those same reasons that he's, you know, he's a bit of a, you know, a snake, but he's a loyal, patriotic snake for the Jewish people in Israel. And I hate to put it that way, but look at Trump. Is Trump an honest dealer? He's a politician, but he's also a real estate mogul. He's a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker. I like him. I like him for the fact.
Yeah, but Trump didn't. They used to say he was a liar. It was not true. He lies his ass off now. I don't like it.
Well, I understand, Alex, you know, but you yourself realize that, you know, you're kind of a salty person yourself. You know, it's not, you're not like, you know, all about, you know, a paragon of virtue. Nobody here is like a 19th century American that you know, I'm a Superman.
Well, let me quantify it. The Pentagon, yeah. I agree with their assessment, said that would not have regime change. It's a roll of the dice, and I don't like it. And, yeah, if you want to degrade Iran and push them back so they're not a threat, that's been done. Israel's knocked all their enemies out. So just stop with it. I appreciate the call. I'm going to take a few more calls here before you got to go. And then we got the Green Berets coming on about the Charlie Kirk thing and the magic bullet. Now confirmed, not 30-06. How bombshell is that? But your honest assessment, about an hour ago, you took ultramethylene blue. Our methylene blue, we believe, is one of the strongest out there. What do you think, JB Sears? Honest response.
Yeah, personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under-rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. We just ask you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. And I would love to tell you it's not true, but yeah, that's the truth. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. That's my experience, is that my medical doctor 7 years ago owns wellness clinics all over. He helped me out so much, helped me cut back my allergies and things. He said, hey, get any USP grade, means medical grade, iodine, get it off Amazon, it's great. So I got it, didn't feel it. My wife said she felt it some. We got different brands, never really felt it. We got this in like 8-9 months ago, and we're about to sponsor it. So I said, well, let me try it, because I'm not going to say it's good fun. And I was like, the first time I took it was way more than what you felt. I was like, whoa. And it was just incredible. Electricity in my hands, everything, like I was on speed or something. And, you know, it's not as strong now, but the long-term effects are really good. Stamina, libido, my libido. I got more libido than I was 18. It's crazy. So I'm going to give you two bottles of it. Come back in the next month. Promise. You said you would. And I want to see what your effect is long-term with this. Because you're already in great shape. When I first got on it, I hurt myself 2 weeks in because my workouts were so savage.
Yeah. No, one, I appreciate the gift, and I'll give you my honest feedback after a month using it. And yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really-
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label, it's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. 6 months later, I'm like, man, I'm getting pissed. Where is it? Because it was hot, Kennedy's promoting. They said, we got a place in Florida. They're a medical facility, but they're trying to get authorization. And they said, we got it. And then I'm like, oh, what's this? So I think we've got the best. JP Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Now, I know you got to go, but I want to take two more calls. You need 5 more minutes with us?
Yep.
Perfect.
Do it.
Then we got the Green Berets coming on after that. But first, plug your show. Most people know who JP Sears is, or you see his viral videos, but you do a bunch of stuff. What are the different things you do? What are the things for people that don't know who you are?
Yeah, you know, I love making content. A lot of my content is in the form of comedy videos. I also do social commentary videos, political commentary videos. That YouTube channel is called JP Reacts. My comedy channel is Awaken with JP. So if you'd like to follow me, wherever you like to watch stuff, whether that's Twitter, YouTube, Rumble, find me. I'm Awaken with JP on everything.
Well, to show how we didn't talk beforehand, because I was literally just calling up, I can share your number with our podcast. You're like, oh, come on. I've been trying to get you on. Thanks for coming on. That's how it works. So come on. Can't come on. Now come on. But, you know, you pull back here. I didn't even know that you're not selling t-shirts anymore. I'm like, get his t-shirts. He has the best. And you're not selling anymore. That dude, you got to bring the t-shirts back.
I should. You know, we're in a time where
clothing is a hassle.
Yeah, clothing's probably not going out of style. But yeah, it is a hassle to sell. So first of the year, I just streamlined a lot of what we do. But with what's going on in the world, there's some fun t-shirts that we could definitely make.
All right, you heard it here first. The t-shirts are coming back. Let me do this. The folks at Bigly, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249, but guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First Tactical Trench Knife, it's badass, America First T-shirt, MK Ultra Atomic Defense Supplements, Shilajit Gummy, Shilajit Capsules, Irish Sea Moss Capsules, Warcry Premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you ask, when are we going to shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigly Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand. But we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.